Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Leah Tate, candidate for Redding City Council. Let's find out what Leah wants to change if elected or what she wants to have stay the same. Unfunded liabilities, crime in the streets, homelessness, and more. Also, update from what happened over the weekend. And let's get ready for the presidential debate Monday night. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sovereign Minds. Yes, it is Sunday once again, and I am back from my from my leave, and I heard all of the stories and all the stuff and all the bad mouthing while I was gone. I was listening, so there's no denying. And
We weren't going to deny anything, were we, Robert? We wouldn't do that.
They're going to brag about it. Yeah, that rotten.
I can't deny I practically have Asperger's. I have no social filter, and it just comes out of my mouth.
So you were not in a Turkish prison?
Yeah, it is what it is.
I probably qualify for Americans with handicap.
In more ways than one. Well,
so the Midnight Express has another meaning for you, is what you're saying. Today is September 25th. 2016, and gosh darn, boy, this year's flying by fast, and there is so much to talk about this week. There's so many things that have happened. It's absolutely incredible what's going on in our country and in the world. And then we've got the debates on Monday. Wow, that's going to be a bang-up event, I think. I think somebody's going to get really banged up in the event, if you ask me. I think Hillary's going to just, if she even shows up, I mean, I think she's got real problems. You know, they set up the rules to where, you know, 90 minutes, no commercials,
no coughing breaks.
Yeah, it depends on which Hillary shows up.
Yeah, well, she wanted a stool so she could kind of get up level with Trump. They denied it, so I don't know. That should be an interesting little contest. I don't
What do you think about Marla Maples going to be in the front row?
Oh, no, it was Jennifer Flowers.
Or Jennifer Flowers.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
sorry, I can't keep Bill's
it's
horse
hard to,
separate.
It's hard to keep the rape victims and the accosted victims and the... you know, the molested, you know, interns. It's hard to keep them all straight because there's...
the bimbo eruption or whatever.
It's like 30, 40, 50. You know, and then you got dumb Hillary's daughter. I almost said dumb.
They were going to have a couple of other Bill's women, but it's going to be past their bedtime.
She's out there. Well, you know, we got to have somebody out there that's not misogynistic and towards women and all this stuff. It's like, what were you, you know, I guess she was a very sheltered youth because, you know, I was reading on the internet. The next they show pictures of, you know, these big boobed women in the hills and, you know, Bill's got his hands all over everybody. There's, you know, picture after picture after picture of her dad. It's like, are you kidding me? So really? What are you going to bring up that Donald is misogynistic and, you know, a womanizer?
I got into it with some friends the other night because they were talking about some of the pictures that Melania Trump has done. You know,
I've seen some of those
of the nude photos
just
and
be
stuff.
Just be glad it wasn't Hillary.
And I said, okay, you want to take the moral high ground and discuss the legitimacy of a candidate based on the morality of their spouse. Let's play that game. Let's look at Bill Clinton, and then let's look at Melania Trump.
And the survey says...
Hey, you got to get Hillary in there, too.
Well, I've heard things about Hillary. We probably won't go there, but we are streaming worldwide. And you can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Again, you can call in at 530-605-4567. Do we have any veterans events, sis?
We do. We have the first annual Northern California Military History coming up on October 8th. And it's 9 to 5, and it's at the Benton Air Park.
Okay, very good.
Up on top. So that ought to be something. That's something
new.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. I guess I should introduce everybody like I usually do, but, you know, we sort of got off on a wild hair there.
And then we got the stand down coming.
Oh, I guess you got more.
Yeah, I do. We have the stand down coming in October, and I'm not sure on the date, so I know it's towards, like, the 24th, 25th. I was trying to pull it up, but it didn't work.
Sorry, I was getting an address.
Oh, yeah. We're doing multitasking. DMV really got us going in here this morning.
We're really
so
not professional,
yeah,
so just
anyhow.
Ride with it, okay?
Sorry.
So I will get the date here for you for the stand down, and that's always a good thing to go down there and see what's going on and help the veterans out down there. We are usually always serving food down there.
I think our homeless vets are probably one of our best untapped resources. If we can get them a little proper help and, you know, the ones that really want to get themselves back up on their feet, they'd probably be some of the best contributors we have to our society.
I think we should probably just give the money to a bunch of illegal aliens that, you know, aren't vetted and come over from, you know, countries like Syria and Afghanistan that could be terrorists.
Yeah, we could give them some gift cards to the mall.
Oh, wait a minute. We already did that, didn't we? Oh, I'm sorry. What's the problem? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here, and I'm Mark Kent, and I have a guest later on called Gary Cadd, or named Gary Cadd, and my sister is in the studio with me. Her name is Linda, as opposed to Lindia.
That's right.
My name is Linda.
And good morning.
She does all the heavy lifting. Lipping. She does all the heavy lifting.
I think that's reversed there.
And we have Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all around great guy.
And welcome back, Mark.
Thank you. I was in traction last week. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, Red Smith, who's been on a blended glide path of the inappropriate ascension of solvency for quite some time with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell thanks to a non-existent recovery that has been the mantra of the media corrupted by self-serving politicians. Did I miss anything?
No. And I'm running out of patience.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit, too, with Gary when he comes on later on. Yeah, you know, the unfunded liabilities. Who cares? What does it matter? You know,
nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. You know, it'll be okay.
I mean,
yeah. Welcome to Gotham.
And I just love the headline, or you know, I love the taglines from the media. It's not getting, you know, getting the facts right. not reporting anything.
You'd have to be able to find a fact before you could report it.
They got a new tagline too, and I can't think of it right off the top of my head. But I actually laughed out loud when I heard it. So we'll bring that up in a little while. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't make this crap up. These people are just screwed up. I'm telling you, they're so screwed up it's not even funny anymore. But it is kind of funny because they're screwed up. So with
they're
that,
stupid.
I know. Reading Tea Party.
I'm just saying.
Meets every Monday night except this Monday. Are they meeting this? Are they going to?
No, we're not meeting this Monday.
Because everybody's going to watch the Trump. You know.
Yeah, they took it off because of the debates that are on Monday night.
Oh, okay.
And then
it's going to be like the gladiators in the ring, only different. You know, Trump's going to show up with a mace and you know.
It's just another version of American Idol. It's reality TV.
It's reality TV.
Call in with your votes now. Who won the debate?
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Well, wait a minute. We got to fix those votes. That's the wrong number. On. We don't like that number. Hold on.
I'm just interested to see if Queen Wobbles makes it 90 minutes.
I don't think she's going to. I think you know, she's looking like Barney Google all the time. I mean, and her eyes just start, bugging out, and they're doing this weird stuff like she's got thyroid conditions, and she starts wigging out. She looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger right before he morphed on Total Recall, you know?
Yeah, that... where he can't get any air there on Mars.
Yeah, exactly. And then his eyes start bugging out, and he's, it's not a tumor.
It's pneumonia.
Yeah. Anyway, with that said, we're moving on. You've been listening to The State of Jefferson. I highly suggest that you become a 51ster, so go to soj51.net. Because if you don't, you're going to be living in the state of California, which ain't doing so good. So you know, it's not doing.
Hasn't been doing good. Yeah, it's getting further down the hole here.
I was going to run for the legislature, but I had to have a brain scan, and they didn't find nothing.
We'll leave that alone. We'll just leave that one alone.
I just had a Welcome Back, Cotter flashback, and then that went somewhere completely else.
Ooh. Mr. Cotter. Right on Washington, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. What do we got today? We've got so many headlines. There's a couple of big stories here that we should probably cover because... getting the facts right doesn't mean reporting anything of value, I guess, because, you know, the big story is Syria this week, if you ask me. I guess the no-fly thing and the ceasefire. You know, Syria, less than 2 weeks after a ceasefire was announced by U.S. and Russia, the agreement is broken. The U.S. failed to keep its pledge by forcing a separation between its moderate rebels and Al-Qaeda and ISIS groups. A U.S. strike on the Syrian forces killed as many as 80 soldiers, and just before the U.S. and Russia were to launch a coordinated strike against ISIS. So, let's see. All this stuff, and who benefits?
ISIS.
ISIS. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. So I sent you a clip over there, Bob, if you want to pull it up. It's Greg Hunter. We want to listen to about 7 minutes of that before we move on to all this other stuff. But... it's like, you know, so we're about ready to start a war in the Middle East. You know, China's involved, Russia's there, mm-hmm. you know, France, Europe, all these guys. And it's like we've got a family feud going on the stage, and by the way, speaking of family feud, did you know that George H.W. Bush said that he was going to vote for Hillary this week?
Wow.
A little bit of a pregnant pause there. Whose side is he on?
The globalists.
Their side.
He's
maybe?
Always been a globalist.
Yeah, you know, and then Barack.
But he had an R. at the end of his name. Come on.
Barack Insano Blowhole went before the UN. And, you know, here's a little excerpt from this dribble that went on for like 10 pages. And when I say dribble, you can't make this dribble up. Go read it. Go to Time, and there's a full, a transcript of the speech. And this guy, I mean, I swear to God, this guy has got some serious mental issues. He's schizo. He's like on one side of the table, or he talks about freedom and God given rights, and then gee, let's hand all of our rights over to the government so they can take care of us. It's like, but we believe in God. Oh, but no, we don't. And yeah, we want freedom. And no, we don't. Read the whole thing. This guy is a piece of work. This guy's a constitutional professor from Harvard and Columbia. No. He was a professor of rules for radicals. But here's a little excerpt, okay? I'm convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security. And I think it's not true just for us.
Yeah, it's because of crap like that that my family now thinks I have Tourette's.
Well, I thought I was thinking narcolepsy. I'm not too
well,
sure.
Well, we know that.
Tourette's.
That's actual lack of sleep, not narcolepsy.
Oh, there you have it. Well, at least your head's not as big as a Zika virus thing, but
yeah. I don't look like Barry Bonds, the good years.
Hey, man, you know, you get paid a lot when you're hitting home runs like that, you yeah. know? And you can afford to do things other people can't.
Yeah.
I guess I got to pull up the chat room here.
I blame baseball for America's lack of accountability. That's where it started.
Yeah, you know, the Casey at the bat, you know, mm-hmm. he struck out and ran for office and changed all the rules to the game. And, you know, now he's in control.
Yeah. There's a lot to that.
Yeah, that now we got the Mudville Nine in the Supreme Court. And so,
8 actually.
Oh, is it 8? I'm sorry. You know, I don't know my.
Well at the moment, there's one vacant.
Well, it used to be 9.
Yeah.
And then you know, you go to hunting in Texas, and you don't come back.
You have a heart attack.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, if you think about it, stay out of Texas, man. You got Kennedy. You got Scalia. You got Dick Cheney that shoots his hunting partner in the face. Yeah, I mean, yeah, stay out of Texas.
Stay out of Texas. That's the thing. So we've got, you know, BLM. That's not the Bureau of Land Management. That's the Black Lives Matter being funded by George Soros. You know, in the meantime, World War III looks like it's getting ready to start. And we're getting the facts right. Yeah, that's good.
They did, in fact, get Miss Johnson's cat out of the tree last Tuesday.
Dun, 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 dun. Oklahoma shooting. Let's see. No gun. She's up on charges. Charlotte shooting gun.
What about the explosion of terrorist attacks over the last week in America?
How many did we have this week?
Let's see. 2 bombings, 2 mall shootings, and possibly another one in Baltimore that took 8 Americans' lives last night.
I got an idea. Let's import some more Muslim terrorists.
No, they were Hispanic looking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. My name is Jose Aguilar Carlos Mohammed.
Praise to Allah.
Yeah, they look pretty Hispanic to me.
Well, they caught the guy in Washington.
Well, there's not much difference between
Wow.
Sorry.
Why? Just wow.
Oh, that's a joke, son. Sorry.
That's just not fair to the goat.
That's not fair to the goat. Maybe we should go to a break.
I think it might be a good idea.
Good idea. We've descended into chaos.
Yeah, we're a little ramped up this morning about what's going on.
Yeah.
But before we do, I want to get in that the Reading Gun Show is coming November 12th through the 13th at the Holiday Inn.
Yes.
On Hilltop. This is the one that Patrick Jones puts on, and the proceeds from that are going towards the gun range that he's putting out outside of town here. So anyway, that's the gun show, November 12th through the 13th. And with that, we will go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing. Take what you need from the ladies who lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dream. Cowboy Special.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
This is Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. I learned a lot the hard way about internet marketing. Every month, I'll help you take control of how the internet impacts your business and your revenue. You'll hear the latest tech news from the digital world, but most importantly, get your tech and marketing questions answered. Learn what you need to know to manage the tech side of your business as effectively as you manage everything else. It's your chance to get those important questions answered. Join us for the Digital Revolution Radio Show every fourth Wednesday at KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Lots of things going on. Go ahead and play that Greg Hunter clip. This talks about what we already talked about a little bit on the Syria thing. And then we'll keep dissecting the news here as we go along. And take it away.
Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, September 23rd, 2016, the WNW 255. I did not have, as a little programming note here, I did not have a weekly news wrap-up last week. A lot of you were worried about me. Something happened. Nothing happened. Nothing really at all bad happened at all, period. End of story. I'm fine. I'm in good health. I just had a killer interview with David Stockman. It took me 4 months to book this man. It was a more than a 40-minute long interview. I thought it was critical and crucial information, and I put it out and let it run and run through Sunday, actually Tuesday night. Wednesday morning was there when I put up another thing. So that was the only thing that happened. I just thought the Stockman interview was fantastic. I mean, really, it's huge. You got a new book out called Trumped. He talks about how we got where we're going, you know, how bad it is, how vast it is, and how maybe we can get out of this mess. It's going to involve some pain, though. But anyway, that's my programming note. I want to start off with my first story. No, it is not the protests in Charlotte or the police shootings of African-American males or anything like that. I'm going to get to that. But that's not the big story. And the big story is way underreported. I would have done this in last week's weekly news wrap-up. You know, ceasefire takes effect in Syria. I thought, wow, maybe they're going to stop shooting. Well, this didn't even last, 5 days? It lasted less than a week. And boom, and I mean boom, U.S. airstrike could derail ceasefire. You think? You work out of Kerry and Lavrov, the Kerry's counterpart, work out a ceasefire, and then we send four jets, two A-10 Warthogs, and two F-16s to attack a known military position of the Syrians. We killed now the numbers up to 83 Syrian soldiers, wounded more than 100. A little more additional reporting here. This wasn't reported in the stories in the mainstream press stories, but supposedly, and I can't confirm this, there were Russian commandos involved. Iranian soldiers involved, Hezbollah people involved, Palestinians involved. Russia went and had an emergency meeting at the UN, was hotter than a pistol over this. I mean, they felt like they were stabbed in the back. You don't send two F-16s and two A-10 Warthogs, and I think the F-16s likely came in first and knocked out all the air defenses and pummeled them pretty good. And then probably the A-10 Warthog, which fly low and slow, did a number on them. I mean, they killed 83, wounded more than 100. I mean, they wiped them out. It was on the top of a hill, a position overlooking an airport that protected an airport. I mean, I wish the U.S. military was this rough on ISIS. You know, the Russians claim that, the U.S. acted as ISIS's air force. On the other side, the U.S. says, oh, no, it was a mistake. I mean, a mistake? I mean, this isn't like a stray JDAN that got off course or a stray F-16 that saw something on patrol and got his coordinate. This is a known military position. And then you find out that as payback, and of course, the Assad regime denies this, that they attack a UN a humanitarian convoy, and they can't work out a deal to get it in, and both sides now majorly mistrust each other. That the U.S. claims that, Assad is just using, the ceasefire, was just using the ceasefire to resupply. Assad and his regime says, well, rebels, ISIS. I mean, remember when they used to come up with this Free Syrian Army? Have you heard them talk about that? That's because it doesn't exist. It maybe one time did in 08 or 09. I don't know, but it probably did. But not now. I mean, ISIS is so crazy. They killed all the mild, Al-Qaeda. And so this has no daylight, no end in sight. And then we have this little story. This is from Fars News Agency. So this might be a payback, but I couldn't find. Russian warship off coast of Syria targets, destroys foreign operations center. That's the quote. U.S., Israeli, Turk military officers killed. Now, I cannot independently confirm this. This is from Fars, the Iranian a news agency. I can confirm this, which, if this doesn't show you things are heating up in the Middle East, that this couldn't be a wider war. I don't want to get up. It could be World War III. Well, it could. I mean, everybody's involved there. France, the U.S., Britain, China, Iran, Russia. I mean, you name it. Everybody's involved in that section of the world. And here is Russia now deploys a flagship aircraft carrier to Syrian coast in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. So this is big trouble, folks. I mean, they couldn't even get a ceasefire to last, a week. And then we have this, and both sides pointing fingers. And this is what you need to know. We're close to war, folks. And we're close to a much wider regional war. And with the firepower, you don't send your flagship aircraft carrier. Russia doesn't have very many of them. But they sent it to the eastern Mediterranean off the coast of Syria. This is big trouble. And we are close, and this is way underreported, we are close to touching off a much wider war. And when you're talking about nuclear countries, Russia is aligned with China is aligned with Russia. Now, supposedly China doesn't have its troops there, but they, a couple of months ago, pledged their support to the Russians and the Syrians. So this is a big deal. Huge deal that this piddly ceasefire couldn't hold more than a week. I think it was 5 days, and it wasn't even holding then. So I also got on the phone to Paul Craig Roberts. He was a huge success. He brought up the idea that that the Russians now they can't do diplomacy, and there was a big spat in the UN, and Samantha Powers smarted off to her counterpart, and this is serious stuff. It's almost like they're inviting war. And that's why I wanted to bring up Paul Craig Roberts. You know, I called him on the phone and said, hey, pal, you're a big hit and all, you know, great stuff. I mean, he got 40,000 views in a day or something like that. And he said his sources say, and he's worried that that the neocons don't want to start a war, that this wasn't a mistake. You know, send four jets into a pinpoint location and having an attack that lasts, what, 15 minutes and wipe out an entire known military position, it'd be a mistake. I have to find it hard to believe.
Yeah, that's there's a lot more to that video as well with Greg Hunter. I mean, he goes on. Actually, we were watching it yesterday, and he almost got a little bit, you know, I mean, he was starting to, twitch and all kinds of stuff. So,
well, that he's just even scratching the surface of what's going on in Syria and the Middle East. And it's already quite a bit deeper than most of the American public knows about.
And what's the other tagline for Channel 7? Your only source of news to get the facts right. What? Are you freaking kidding me? This is going on in... and how about the record fleshlight? Let's see. Schrader finds allies. Health center approved for new building in Anderson. Vegetation fire. Happy Valley. Search for missing teen. Let's see. What's on the world front? National. Let's see. Latest doubts follow release of police shooting video. Prayer services from all shooting victim. The world. Let's see. Uganda police stop gay pride parade deemed illegal. savior or disaster. UK's Labour divided on the Corbyn victory. That's what I'm seeing in the little blurb that I get from them on the internet. Those are the top headlines.
Well, there's three touch-off points in the world right now. Either one of the three could set the whole thing off. Right now, the Middle East is the hottest. We still have the Ukrainian situation. And the one that a lot of media agencies have gone silent on, and one of the most likely to provoke situations, what's going on in the South China Sea between us, China, Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Russians, that's not a pleasant scene at all either. We've almost quadrupled our air and marine assets in the South China Sea because nothing's going on there.
Nothing to see.
We're sending a second and third carrier towards the Mediterranean for the one that's already there. We've established a de facto no-fly zone between Syria and Turkey, even though the Russians said don't do that or it'll cause war. We haven't officially established a no-fly zone, but we've got a zone of control that our jets are up in on combat barrier air patrol 24/7, and you better not come near it.
But the police did stop a gay pride parade in Uganda.
Yeah, that is more important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's only half of the situation. Nobody is talking about the fact that Saudi Arabia is coming apart at the seams. They've lost three of their southern provinces to Yemeni rebels. Their military is in disarray and retreating. They're trying to buy American Abrams tanks and equipment because they have lost all of their Abrams tanks to guys with rocks.
Well, I mean, okay. So.
The House of Saud is divided. I'm looking for a coup any time in Saudi Arabia.
Well, and the fact that our commander in thief, I mean, commander, what is the title again? Commander? He just vetoed the ability to sue the Sauds. Just a little thing in the pages that were released in the 9/11 documents that,
a Saudi operation.
It was a Saudi operation. So they're considered our frenemies. The frenemies, and this week, Rand Paul introduced a resolution to block a $1.15 billion arms sale to the Saudis because the Saudis are frenemies of America. This means that sometimes they're our friend and sometimes they're our enemy. Under Obama's watch, the Saudis have purchased $100 million in U.S. weapons. And that has,
billion.
I'm sorry. That's a billion. I should have got my little finger out there. It's a billion. In U.S. weapons that has led to opposing groups in the Middle East fighting each other with weapons made in the U.S. Huh?
Well, that's you have the Saudi crown prince, and he was backed up by an official from the foreign ministry and the defense ministry. For the first time ever, Saudi Arabia has admitted that they are one of the main funders for worldwide terrorism, for radical Islamic terrorism,
right.
And has been since the late 60s.
But we don't want to sue them, and hopefully these lackluster, feckless Congress will override his veto for once. Get up, do what's right one time in your life, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, because there's Saudi Arabia owes us a debt. Big
well,
time.
And then in last month, a large cache of U.S. weapons was found in a home by the newly rebranded Jabhat Fayyat al-Sham, a terrorist group formerly known as al-Nusra Front Group. There's a list of weapons, and over the past year, of U.S. weapons winding up in the hands of terrorists affiliated with al-Qaeda and ISIS. These are all just mistakes, aren't they?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We're funding them. We're arming them. We're training them.
We bomb their enemies on accident.
Well, that's another thing that Greg Hunter, in discussing that, is that armored company that was the spearhead of an armored column that was actually on the move and was going to encircle ISIS. And we bombed the armored spearhead and let ISIS slip out. And it's the second time in a month that we've done it.
Hmm. I think we should talk about, George Soros funding the Black Lives Matter instead, because I think civil unrest and keeping everybody apart is a much bigger story than, World War III developing and us funding ISIS and the terrorist organizations that we're supposed to stand against, because we're your one source of news and we get the facts right.
Okay, well, let me ask a question. Is if we're funding ISIS, which we absolutely are, it's provable. If we're arming ISIS, which is absolutely true, we can prove that we are. We're training ISIS, yet there's ISIS operatives over here shooting up our malls, bombing our cities, and stabbing our people. Who's really behind that?
It's just a big coinkydink. I mean, come on, conspiracies. Stop it.
It's not really happening that way.
It is absolutely.
I know it is, but just ask them. It's not.
We
like,
have, I know.
Yeah.
Here's another report from the U.S. Inspector General reveals that 858 illegal aliens from countries of concern. I like that. Countries of concern. Who were scheduled to be deported instead were granted U.S. citizenship. I didn't see that in the freaking stupid paper that we have here and the stupid TV station that we have here. I didn't see that anywhere in their headlines. Did you? Maybe I missed it.
No, but I did see that broadcast out of Southern California showing that there, 9 out of 10 illegals that they supposedly arrest, they turn loose. They don't even take them back across the border down there. They give them blankets and food and say, go out and,
The official explanation from the Department of Homeland Insecurity did not have the aliens' fingerprints on file. So we don't have their fingerprints on file. Hey, they must be citizens, Rocky. Watch me pull a citizen out of my hat.
Again. They must be okay. If they're, they're fine.
Got an RPG?
Yes.
What? The Inspector General, also found fingerprints missing from the federal databases for 315,000 immigrants with final deportation orders who are fugitive criminals.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please, Pittsburgh. Here, please.
I think it's quite apparent that powerful groups within the government want to make it difficult, if not impossible, to remove illegal aliens from the country.
No.
Say it's not true.
I know. Just another conspiratorial.
They wouldn't be doing something like that and lying about it or covering it up.
Let's
talk
about the report out of CENTCOM South, the United States Military Southern Command along the border. Their intelligence officer wrote a report that said since January, 30,000 radicalized Sunni terrorists have come across the border. And he submitted that report, and they told him, no, they haven't. You change this report right now. And he ended up having to revise it until it was 1,500 potential specialist illegals.
Hmm. Meanwhile,
what is a specialist illegal?
Specialist first class, sir.
So we go from 30,000 absolute Sunni extremist Sunni terrorists to 1,500 potential illegal specialists.
Meanwhile, the world scene and the world news is police stop gay pride parade deemed illegal in Uganda. Is that making you freaking crazy as it does me? Or am I just, you know...
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Off. It's totally insane.
It's too insane to be insane.
It is.
Yeah.
And in the meantime...
And that's just the beginning.
You know, Puerto Rico blackouts, enter second day, entire island of 3.5 million people without power because they couldn't pay their bill because... Oh, gee, that little bond thing, you know, that you know, $75 billion bond thing that, you know, they can
pay. Well, debt
pay.
Doesn't matter. Debt's just a fictional number. Just don't pay the bills.
It's
You'll
just,
be fine.
You know, part of those unfunded just liabilities and the pension plan thing. You know, hey, what the hell? It doesn't really matter. What does it matter if Puerto Rico doesn't have power? I don't know.
You want to know what's scary? Puerto Rico's in better financial shape than California.
I was going to say.
Well.
A lot.
But Obama's, better did you know that Obama's shape. Half-brother is supporting Trump?
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I don't think Obama's half-brother likes him very much.
Well, I don't think in the past that we had any headlines from him supporting, you know, like, you know, Bush or anybody else, but he's supporting Trump.
The Bush family can burn and go to hell where they belong. I'm sorry. I've investigated the Bush family and who they are.
They're pretty evil.
I think they are evil.
I think the Clintons are behind the Bush.
No comment.
I think the Bushes may be worse than the Clintons. They're just better at hiding it.
So maybe
I don't know if that's true. They're both pretty evil there.
So maybe the Clintons
start
are
looking
just
at the Bush kill list.
In the Bush? On the Bush?
I
mean, the list is pretty big on either side of that coin.
Well, the worst one by far is King George the First. You know, George Herbert.
Soros? King Soros?
Well... If you get into, you know, former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, the first Bush president, he is an SOB. And the things that he has been involved in, everything from working with Texas oil barons during the Kennedy assassination to helping to go after De Gaulle when he tried to repatriate France's gold after World War II, to... his connections to Schlumberger Oil and the different things that have gone on and they've done, and the fact that they have basically indoctrinated themselves to be the American wing of the Saudi family, the Bushes are no good. Not even close.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but this is all being reported by our local news sources that are the only source of news.
They don't even get local news right.
They don't even get nothing right, it seems like to me. You know,
they don't want to get it right.
I posted a video on Sovereign Minds Facebook, and Lavoie Finicum assassination forensic proof released, and it looks pretty damning for the FBI, and it looks like they did assassinate Lavoie, and so,
Yeah, but what'll happen?
Yeah, what will be done about it? Where do we go from here?
Where are the major media retractions? The, oh my God, I'm so sorry, you know, that we ran this American Patriot's family and his legacy and who he is into the ground. Where's that retraction? Where's the, oh yeah, the American government murdered this guy? Where's the Lavoie's Life Mattered protest? Where's the...
Where does the damages end?
Yeah.
In that situation.
Well,
I mean, what they caused is just...
murdered him.
Yeah.
We knew it from the first day they murdered him.
So with all that, let's go to a break. We'll come back. We've got a couple things to go over, you know, a little before. You know, just some news that, you know, doesn't...
If
really
you want
matter.
To call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas. million, a famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Become so excited, watch her look at her run, boy.
Is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is the San Francisco Giants weekend, courtesy of InterWest Insurance. See you there September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
How would you like to win a weekend in Paris? Paris Las Vegas Resort, that is. Play our Weekend in Paris Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a weekend getaway. One every week in September. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a trip to the Paris Resort in Las Vegas. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Experience everything you love about Paris right in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. What could be more romantic than winning the jackpot and splurging on your loved one? One night is all it takes to realize everything is sexier in Paris. Cash and free slot play up for grabs too. Weekend in Paris. Swipe to win every Thursday at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Here you go. That was supposed to be on the last one, Johnny B. Good. That sounded a little better.
Can we play my ding-a-ling next?
No, I thought about it. Listen, we're gonna do this short clip. This is the CIA director.
We've only got a minute.
Oh,
probably
crap.
Should do it afterwards.
We'll have to do it after the top of the hour.
But hang with us, folks, because this is a former CIA director.
Is he the former? I think he's the current.
Is he current?
Yeah.
Speaking from the Council of Foreign Relations.
Speaking from the Council of Foreign
Relations.
Who
really decide American politics.
All you geoengineering doubters, you might want to listen to this one. This one's pretty interesting.
Yeah, all you tinfoil hat people that believe there's no such thing as geoengineering or chemtrails.
Or comtrails.
All you wacko conspiracy
theorists. All you whack jobs.
Yeah, it would have been brought out 30 years ago.
If it
really was happening. Why didn't somebody blow the whistle then?
All you doubters just became the deniers and the weirdos.
I guess they didn't give the memo to Brad.
All right, we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned with Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460.
The baseball world in shock this morning at the news of the death of one of its young stars. Marlins 24-year-old ace Jose Fernandez was killed early this morning when a boat he was riding in hit a jetty off Miami Beach.
It does appear that speed was involved due to the impact and the severity of it. It does appear to be that they were coming at full speed when they encountered the jetty and the accident happened.
Lorenzo Velas of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Two other people died in the crash. Today's game between the Marlins and Braves has been canceled. A court date tomorrow for 20-year-old Arkan Chayat. He's the Turkish immigrant arrested last night in Friday's shooting at a mall outside Seattle that cost the lives of five people. A fight at a house party in Pasadena, California, sends six to the hospital.
Police say the altercation started when 21-year-old Aaron Hong Tae bumped into somebody at the party and a fight erupted. Tae started stabbing the people around him. Two of the victims were critically injured. Four are in stable condition. When police arrived, they found Tae outside the residence where about 200 people were attending the party. Tae was taken into custody on suspicion of attempted murder. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Syrian activists say at least 23 civilians were killed in renewed government airstrikes on the contested city of Aleppo today as the UN Security Council convened an emergency meeting on the spiraling violence. At the start of that gathering, the UN's top envoy to Syria accused the government of unleashing, quote, unprecedented military violence. Both campaigns are expecting a record-setting television audience for the first of three presidential debates tomorrow. The high-stakes showdown could tip the balance in a tight White House race. According to a new AP-GFK poll, more than 85% of likely voters backing Clinton or Trump say their minds are made up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has killed at least seven people who were setting up tents for a major Shiite religious observance next month. A police officer says the bomber struck this morning as residents of a western Baghdad neighborhood were preparing for Ashura, which commemorates the 7th century death of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Muhammad. ISIS has claimed responsibility for this latest attack. A classical music superstar from China has helped the Boston Symphony Orchestra kick off its new season. Piano virtuoso Lang Lang performed Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3 as the orchestra, conducted by Andras Nelsons, opened its 2016-17 run at Symphony Hall yesterday. Lang Lang has performed at the Grammys and Soccer's World Cup, amongst other things. It's part of a whirlwind tour of the U.S. Earlier this month, he performed in Dallas and Cincinnati. Next up, Washington and New York City. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Whole Foods Market has reached a $3.5 million settlement with regulators over its improper identification or mishandling of hazardous waste at stores.
Included with the fine was an agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency for Austin-based Whole Foods to comply with waste regulations and better train workers. Whole Foods says the matter often involves products such as nail polish remover, vitamins, liquor, and cleaning items which are purchased, opened, returned, and then can no longer be sold and are declared waste. The EPA says the grocer's violations were at stores in Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Oklahoma.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, September the 25th, the 269th day of 2016. There are 97 days left in a year. On this date in history, 1956, the first transatlantic telephone cable officially went into service with a three-way ceremonial call between New York, Ottawa, and London. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have fun and save the animals at Haven Humane Society's 9th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 1st at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Come enjoy a variety of local wine, beer, and appetizer tastings. Bid on live and silent auction packages. Listen to music from the talented Lou White and the band.
Purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a kayak or 50-inch 4K TV. Or buy balloons for special mystery prizes.
Doors open at 5:30. All proceeds go to support the animals in the North State.
Visit our website at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
Get your tickets now.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to
fight. We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. We got more headlines than we know what to do with here. You know, we were talking about all kinds of stuff. But let's do this real quick. We won't talk much about it. But here is the CIA director, John Brennan. I'm going to go ahead and play it here, Bob. Yep. And, you know.
This is for every single one of you people that is going, oh, man, that's just a contrail. That's just steam.
Yeah.
Meh.
It's normal.
Normal.
Prove to us that that's what they're doing.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Prove to me what that is up in
Wait
the sky.
A minute. Wait a minute. I want to watch this video.
And I would hasten to add, this is Casey at our Shasta Reading.
Another example is the array of technologies
often referred to collectively as geoengineering,
what?
That potentially could help reverse the global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
So we'll just do it covertly.
And that was who? The
head of the CIA.
At the Council of Foreign Relations.
Yeah, just, I didn't see that one before. I guess,
that's real tinfoil hatty.
Yeah, I guess the guys down there at the record plate. Flashlight. Missed that one.
Yeah, take that one, Silas Lyons, and sit on it and treat it like a pogo stick.
Your one source of news and getting the facts right. Or was it the one source of news that never reports the facts?
Yeah, denies them until the end.
Good night, Chet.
So I guess the official government term for geoengineering contrails, chemtrails, is SAI.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, we'll let that one simmer for a little while. I guess the CIA director, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Nothing.
He's a moron. That's how he got the job.
Yeah, he didn't know what he's talking about. He probably had jet lag.
Yeah. That's it. Jet lag.
Yeah, one too many Tylenols.
That's the ticket. Too many Tylenols. Yeah, that's it. Comtrails. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not good to gloat, but you just kind of want to take that and go, yeah, you like it? You like it? You feel that?
How do you feel now?
Oh, boy. So we better move on because there's like a few things to cover. You know, you know, we went over some videos this last week I didn't know this before, but it was a revelation to me that did you know that in the Oklahoma City bombing, that all of the records from the Clinton Rose Law Firm and Mena, Arkansas,
the cocaine investigation
and all that stuff was in the federal building in Oklahoma when it blew up? I didn't know that. I mean, I'm just saying.
Nobody was looking in 95.
Yeah, the fact that there's eyewitnesses that have come forth or in the video that we saw, and it was documented that, you know, they stopped the search for the bodies and people that were alive, and people came in these suits with no markings on them and went through to the south part of the building or whatever it was where the records were, cleaned up all of the records. Oh, and, you know, just the fact that Bill Clinton was president at that time. That's just coincidence, you know, and so they cleaned up all the records and they just disappeared and they were just considered lost in the bombing.
Yeah, and that's testimony from, you know, real whack jobs, you know, like firefighters on the scene, EMTs, survivors, FBI agents, ATF agents. How about the ATF agents that said we were hit on our beepers and told not to go to work that morning? That's why the ATF wasn't in the building when Murrah went up. They were hit on their pagers and told, don't come into work today. That's a coincidence.
Yeah,
sure
interestingly
is.
Enough. Yeah. I mean, those guys, they didn't report to work that day, but a bunch of good people that
Yeah,
did.
A bunch of kids in a daycare center.
If that's true, and all of this is correct, what does it really matter? People die. Oh, no, but nobody died in Benghazi, did they? Yeah. Yep. Where's our media at?
You know, and let's talk about the MENA, Arkansas investigation paperwork. So Bill Clinton was running cocaine through MENA, Arkansas while he's the governor of Arkansas. Who was he running cocaine for? Would that be head of the CIA, George W. Bush?
The one that's decided to vote for Hillary. Isn't that amazing?
Well, his dad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. H.W.
Yeah, well, he was the head of the CIA and running the Iran-Contra scandal and the cocaine for funds to fight communists in South America. Guess where the cocaine was coming in? Because the cocaine that was coming into Miami and Southern California, that was the Medellin cartel run by Pablo Escobar and banked by Manuel Noriega in Panama. Now, the cocaine that was flowing into the Midwest and coming in through the through Arkansas and the Gulf states and stuff like that, that was the Cali cartel being run and supported by the CIA. And when Pablo Escobar decided he had enough money and he wanted to take over Colombia and he didn't want to play games with the Yankee anymore, guess what? Pablo had to die, Noriega had to go, and the CIA took out Pablo Escobar, handed his drug routes over to the Cali cartel, who was working for the CIA, being run by George Bush Sr., funneling it in through Bill Clinton, and then we took out Noriega and took over the Panamanian banks and has been a CIA operation until it was just recently exposed in the Panama Papers. Good morning, America.
Yeah, these guys are good. Hold on. Let me put a quash on that. There's actually stories today. You know, anybody want to look this up? Political.com, George W. Bush votes to vote for Hillary Clinton. A Kennedy outs a Bush. I mean, you can't make the... A Kennedy outs a Bush who favors Clinton.
I understand the Kennedys outed a lot of Bushes.
Bush had intended to stay silent on the White House race between Clinton and Donald Trump, a sign-in, and of itself of his distaste for the GOP nominee, but his preference for his wife's own successor, Bill Clinton, nonetheless became known to...
They're friends.
They're
buddies. They're business partners.
Yeah,
I got another thing here. It says, there's a former... Let's see. Here's a mind-boggling evidence that George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton were business partners in the 1980s illegal drug trade years before either became president. Bush was head of the CIA and later vice president when the CIA smuggled cocaine from Colombia by way of Nicaragua into the U.S. The profits were used to fund the anti-communist rebels in Nicaragua and pay for covert arms shipments to Iran. Weird.
Yeah, and all of that can be found in testimony during the Iran-Contra scandal. You don't believe what I'm saying? Call Ollie North. Ask him.
But in the meantime, they have squashed a gay pride parade in Uganda.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yeah.
Here's my quote of the day. When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. Now, does anybody recognize who said that? Just by, you know, Well, I'll let you know. French economist, author, and member of the National Assembly, Frédéric Bastiat, from 1801 to 1850 was his lifespan. So evidently there's a pattern that develops in government over time. You know, sort of like what the Founding Fathers warned about us, that government was evil inherently, and you had to bind it down with the chains of a constitution and keep it under control because it was like a monster. If you didn't chain it down with law, then it would consume you over time, and it was like a monster in a cage, and if you let it out of the cage, it would ravenously devour all the people around it.
That our country has been overtaken by a rabid fascist mafia-style cartel that is involved in everything from land theft to extortion to vote rigging, narcotics to... That's who's running our country.
It's been that way for a while. This hasn't happened overnight. I mean, they've been busy for a long time now with this, and it just gets deeper and deeper.
Well, Eisenhower tried to warn us. Kennedy tried to warn us. Reagan tried to warn us.
Well, then you got the email scandal. You know, we got Hillary running for president now with all of this background against Donald Trump. Yeah, and then they just found out that, you know, the State Department has been ordered to disclose more deleted Clinton records. And now we're up to, by the FBI's assessment, 5,600 work-related emails that, you know, are in this, you know, dump of information. And the State Department...
And people have given their lives to expose this.
Yeah. Yeah. So Judicial Watch has got this lawsuit going, and the department recently agreed, the State Department, to search and produce the records that they're looking for. In fact, the State Department today, that was a couple days ago, confirmed that the FBI discovered 15,100 new Clinton emails in late October. And the judge ordered them to actually provide these documents before November 4th because they're trying to slow walk them because they want this, to be dumped after the election.
How do you discover previously unknown emails? It's not like you go to a storage unit and open an old box and like, oh, there they are. How do you do that? Oops, we forgot to bleach that server.
Yeah, you got to bleach them. You got to hit, you know, if
hit
I had,
with a hammer.
I know. I wish we were playing Peter, Paul, and Mary if I had a hammer. But the State Department, you can go to Judicial Watch's website and look this up. See, so we're not shooting from the hip on all this stuff, guys. You know, you might try to paint us as conspiratorial nut jobs, but the real deal is we're doing our homework here where nobody else is.
Call in. Challenge us on our facts.
Yeah.
I dare you. Double dog dare you.
The State Department has admitted that 5,600 Clinton emails recovered by the FBI that were government documents and not personal emails, as she claimed. The public deserves to know what's in those emails well before November 8th. So when's the election? November what? 8th? 9th? I think it's the 8th.
I think it's the 8th.
Yeah. The State Department should not continue dragging its feet to produce them. Okay. The State Department admitted in court the other day it pulled staff off of Clinton emails Freedom of Information Act request. The American, so they're pulling these guys, man. You know, you can't make this crap up. But the court ordered the state to process the 350 pages of documents by October 7th, and the second 350 pages of documents by October 21st, and the third by November 4th.
The people deserve the truth on this stuff, but they also deserve for something to be done about what's going on.
No one prosecute.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Don't you think that these should be essential before we elect one of these people?
Or even to be a candidate. I mean, I'm sorry. How can you be under possible criminal actions and run for president?
Well, and we have another story. We got to move on. I want to run the story about the, and I've got to pull it up here, about the what happened in court. Oh, there's Venezuela, too, by the way. I guess they're going around starving to death.
Murdering each other in the street for food and basic necessities.
Yeah.
It's just getting worse
socialism
down there.
Let's,
it works well, doesn't
then we'll
it?
Go into some, we'll go into some economics after Gary Cadd. But I wanted to pull this one clip that I had up here. And let's go to a break, and I'll find the clip. And it's about the Tea Party and a congressional hearing that was taking place the other day. And that needs to get out there as well.
All right. If you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with us, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Excitement is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins. And you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of Interwest Insurance. See you there September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center. On Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the Friendly Oil Change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Leah Tate, candidate for Reading City Council. Let's find out what Leah wants to change if elected or what she wants to have stay the same. Unfunded liabilities, crime in the streets, homelessness, and more. Also, update from what happened over the weekend. And let's get ready for the presidential debate Monday night. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, the tease him a lot. Cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, that takes you back to a different day, doesn't it?
Life was a little bit simpler back then.
Yeah, I mean, you got Vinny, you know, Mr. Cotton, you know, Horshack, Washington.
Is there a way to untake the blue pill? And
I wish there was, because I want to go back. You know, this sucks.
Well, that's, I've heard some people say, you know, the whole joke, did you take the red pill or the blue pill? And people go, man, I wish I hadn't taken the blue pill. I wish somebody would explain to me I was only supposed to take one blue pill.
Yeah, oh, is that what happened? You took more than one.
Yeah.
I took them both.
Saved one for later.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm going to say this one thing, and then we're going to go to our video. I'm going to set the video up. Rioters and looters are not warriors for social justice.
You racist bigot.
I know. If you want to have social justice and social change, as opposed to hope and chains,
yeah.
Okay, you might want to not burn down the businesses in your area. You might want to not. Oh, but they did find out that I guess 80% of those looters were from out of town.
Notice they didn't attack the welfare office.
And gee, they couldn't be paid by anybody, Soros or something. No. Yeah, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
Interesting. So
racist.
There you go. Yeah, you're racist. Just say it over and over and over again.
Racist.
Just pretty soon it'll stick. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. You're a racist. So. We've got a clip here. This is from Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio. And this is last week they were having impeachment hearings, coincidentally enough, at the same time they were having a gay pride parade in Uganda. But
the police were disrupting it.
Yeah. But this didn't make the news, you're one source. Didn't pick this up. I thought it was kind of important because, you know, they've got hearings to impeach the commissioner from the IRS because he's a total scumbag, criminal piece of crap.
And perjured himself.
Perjured himself, lied, blah, 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 blah. You know, but he says, don't impeach me, even though I admitted that I lied, because I'm a nice guy. So go ahead and play it, Bob. And this he gets his butt handed to him here. I hope, it's probably just grandstanding, but what he says is true. Go ahead.
For 5 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Koskinen, is the IRS still targeting conservative groups?
Absolutely not.
Mr. Koskinen, that's not what the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said. They just issued a decision on August 5th, 2016, last month. And I just want to read from that decision. They said cessation has never occurred. The IRS has admitted to the Inspector General, to the district court, and to this court that applications for exemption by some plaintiffs have never to this day been processed. That sounds like still going on to me, Mr. Koskinen. Let me just read further.
Okay.
They say it's absurd to suggest that the effect of the IRS's unlawful conduct, which delayed the processing of plaintiffs' applications, has been eradicated when two of the plaintiffs' applications remain pending. Sounds like targeting still going on to me. Let me just paraphrase that. It's absurd to say targeting has stopped when the unlawful conduct continues. Again, this is not Jim Jordan saying this. This is not Donald Trump saying this. This is not the Freedom Caucus saying this. This is the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia decided just 6 weeks ago. So you guys are still up to it, aren't you?
Now, as I wrote in a letter to all of the oversight committees, including yours, there are three cases out of the 145 that have not been processed because they're in litigation, and our policy for years has been if you're in a process and then you sue us, we stop the process. But those are three from 4 or 5 years ago. They are not new cases. There is no new case in the last
these guys have been waiting 4 or 5, some cases 6 years. And I figured you would say that, and so doesn't carry much weight with me, and it frankly didn't carry any weight with the court. Because here's what the court said to that very argument. They said the IRS is telling applicants in these cases, quote, we've been violating your rights, not processing your applications. You are entitled to have your applications processed, but if you ask for that processing by way of a lawsuit, then you can't have it. So the court wasn't buying your argument. They don't care what your internal policy is. They're more concerned about people's fundamental liberties, and you guys continue to violate them. They go on to say this, we would advise the IRS, if you haven't ceased to violate the rights of the taxpayers, then there is no cessation. So if you're still doing it, if you haven't stopped doing it, then you're still doing it, is what the court said. You can't sit there and say you're not still targeting. So here's what we got to keep in mind.
Targeting is a present tense verb. Those organizations were improperly selected 4 years ago.
These organizations still don't have their tax-exempt status.
And as I noted, once the court made that issue, while we for 50 years have stopped processing, we are processing those applications.
Remember, Mr. Cotton, this is not me making the argument. This is not this. All these, we've heard from the other side, these conservatives who want to impeach the IRS commissioner. This is the court saying you guys are still doing it. You're still, and never forget what happened here. Never forget the underlying offense. The IRS targeted people for exercising their most fundamental liberty, their right to speak against the policies of their government. And they got harassed for doing that. We've heard a lot about due process from the other side. I think you should get every bit of due process you're entitled to. But how about the due process that all these people were who got harassed for years and three groups are still getting harassed today? Here's what happened. You guys, the IRS targeted folks. They got caught. Ms. Lerner, at first, she lies about it. She says, oh, it wasn't us. It was those folks in Cincinnati. Then she takes the fifth. That sort of puts a premium on all the documents and communications, making sure we get those. That's why we had two subpoenas and three preservation orders for that information. You come in to clean up the mess, and under your watch, documents are destroyed, false statements are made, 422 backup tapes are erased, and now the clincher, it's still going on. And so the other side can say this is, we shouldn't be here today, you shouldn't have to sit through this. I'm saying, why haven't we done this a long time ago? You should have been gone a long time ago when this is the record. Losing emails, backup tapes destroyed, targeting still continues to this day. Not Jim Jordan's words, not Freedom Caucus words, words from the Court of Appeals. For goodness sake, that's why this hearing is important, and that's why we should move forward with the articles that Mr. Chaffetz submitted 15 months ago. And make sure that you no longer hold office. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Now, there we go. There seems to be a pattern in this administration, doesn't there? Yeah. They destroy evidence, obstruction, eliminate due process from the equation. By law, 501c3s are supposed to have a decision rendered within 270 days of the application, either a denial or an approval, because then you have due process. If they deny, you have the chance to fix your application and move forward based on, corrections or misunderstandings. If they approve that you're in. Now, just so you know, this hits really close to home. This isn't some, This is not in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
This is not in Seattle. This is not in Tennessee. This is in frickin' Reading. Yeah. One of the groups that is on this list is the Reading Patriots. Now, I'm not saying it's the Reading Patriots over there on Churn Creek. I'm just saying there are Patriots that are in Reading that have had their application submitted 5 years ago.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah. So, just so you know, this is not some, headline that we put here that, about some other group someplace. We know personally of this group. We know.
It's all there.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob. We know what's going on. We know that this has happened. This is not speculation. We have been targeted by our own government.
And still being targeted.
And still being targeted because the applications are still pending.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a little
and
angry.
Where's it go from
that.
Here?
Yeah.
If they're if they're targeting and us here, what else?
They're
are
just
they
racist.
Doing?
Remember? Oh, they're just racist. They have political motives. I guess the court didn't agree with that. Where's the record flashlight? Where are they on this one? They promised to run a story on this one. You despicable people over there are not journalists. You are despicable pieces of crap that don't report anything unless it's on your left-wing agenda. You should be in prison, in my opinion, for your crap. Just saying.
They don't even qualify as a tabloid. It's propaganda.
That's all they do.
It's blatant propagandizing and yellow journalism.
I guess they just didn't pick this one up, huh?
No,
I guess that
they were called, they were informed. As you said, they promised to do some research and run an article. What'd they do? They printed somebody's editorial.
And as far as Channel 7, our one source for the news, what? You guys can't even do the freaking weather right.
Yeah, that's localized news, you know.
Because you kind of missed...
Reading
kind of,
citizens have been targeted by the IRS. That's not news.
And I guess they just missed it.
Because it's in their backyard. They can't pick that news up.
I guess they just missed the little geoengineering spray clouds all over the sky that have been confirmed by the CIA director. Yeah, so... Yeah, we're the weather. We're the ones that do one source for your severe weather. We just ignore all those weird patterns in the sky. And if you call them up, they go, "Oh, we don't want to talk to you about that because that could
there's
be,
no evidence of that happening
that's controversial.
In our sky."
Are you voting for Hillary?
Yeah, never mind the fact that the head of the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States, in front of the Council of Foreign Relations, who are the policymakers for America, admitted it openly and publicly and talked about funding the continuation of the program. Geoengineering. They just call it SIA.
Yeah, but we're just a bunch of podunks. You don't know nothing.
Which the government does. They just change the name and move along.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, with so many different things.
Well, and our next guest is here, Gary Cad. He's in the studio. And, gee, they haven't ignored anything like unfunded liabilities either. I mean, they wouldn't do that.
They don't even exist.
Yeah, those are like unicorns, aren't they?
They're being smooth.
They're just kind of like things
they're
on
okay.
you hear about. And
they're
on the blended glide path.
You might see them in the forest if you took the blue pill.
We're not underfunded. You may have an inappropriate assumption of solvency.
Yeah, it's okay.
They ought to be drug out and tarred and feathered.
I guess the fact that, they're 2 days in the blackouts in Puerto Rico because their bonds defaulted and they can't even pay the interest on the bonds, which are connected to a bunch of these unfunded liabilities stateside.
Yeah, and the margin calls on those bonds, I don't know if margin calls the proper term, but the due on those bonds is coming. Again.
Shortly.
Again. Nothing up my sleeve. Presto.
It's on its way. You can't stop it.
There's nothing. There's no lights on the island.
Yeah. And we're talking about major financial institutions like Oppenheimer, Goldman Sachs, that are mortgaged up to the hilt, trillions of dollars in Puerto Rican debt.
Here's a little tidbit that they missed over there at the Fleshlight and KRCR. Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Bank, shares tank after CEO, that would be the chief executive officer for users that don't understand it because we're podunk, rejects a $14 billion Department of Justice settlement. So they were fined $14 billion. And they just said, ain't going to pay it.
And that would be the same bank that told people they weren't going to send them their gold that they owe them too, right?
Yeah, same guys.
We don't have to.
The biggest systemically corrupted bank in the world who could, Lehman Brothers went down at 30 million or 30 trillion, and they're at 70. Now, they sold some of their, they're at 60 trillion now.
You want to know what Goldman Sachs exposure is just in Puerto Rico?
Sure.
42 trillion.
Well, that's just what? Come on, you guys. You've been watching
That's just Puerto Rican exposure.
In the meantime, Wells Fargo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oops, hold on. I got to turn the sound down here. We have a little Wells Fargo headline there, too, didn't we? What was it?
They made up accounts.
Which is, here's another conspiracy for you. You might as well call Wells Fargo the CIA slush fund.
Well, there you go. And they just make up accounts for you.
Yeah.
Hey, come on in. We're just going to put you into a little account here.
Must be those same people that were voting that are dead or, Mickey Mouse and, Minnie and everybody's in there.
And while we're being, recovering while 64 Kmart stores are getting ready to close just these little blips in the radar in the economic, front, they won't help. The unfunded liabilities get worse, will they?
Yeah.
What if the bonds bubbles burst, something like Puerto Rico? Is that going to help the unfunded liabilities?
What about China? What if their dead bubble pops?
I don't know. All I can think of right now is wonton soup. But
What about a repeat of the mortgage crisis in America from 2008, but instead of this time, it's not personal property, it's global and it's commercial properties. It's
and there's just no money. There's no money when you go. Yeah.
I guess if you do your
homework.
There's
just no money. What are you going to do?
And you report this stuff. You can't actually be a journalist, can you? Because our local guys just seem to ignore this stuff.
You're nuts.
And if you bring it up.
Yeah, but what was that one headline? Trump is pushing the boundaries of objective reporting. I almost swallowed my own tongue
Trump,
on that one.
He's the cause of it all. That rotten bastard, Trump.
Hey, sometimes I just want to go beat my face into a bloody pulp on a brick wall. I think it'd be more productive sometimes.
But I would rather report about a story of the gay pride parade being harassed in Uganda. Because that's important, and that's relevant.
To Reading. Yeah, never mind the fact that there's citizens in Redding, California that has been targeted by their IRS for 6 years, 5 years.
5.5 years.
Let's not report that. Let's talk about the gay pride parade being harassed in Uganda, because that's more relevant to the citizens of Redding.
Yeah.
You schleps.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I just...
Yeah, there's another good one, too. Before
you can't make it up.
We get Gary in here. We're going off the deep end here a little bit. But how about this? Here's award-winning journalism for you. The Washington Post publishes a new piece of digital content every minute. Become a digital subscriber and stay up to date with all this stuff, right? So what do? Remember, they got a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on Snowden.
Yeah.
Now they're asking for them to put him in jail.
Yeah.
Now they're asking so they won a prize. Because this guy, you know,
blew the whistle,
and they reported the leaks, blah, blah, blah. But now we want him in jail because, don't they have any, yeah. We got a caller.
Yeah,
we have
a caller on the line. We have Clark from Reading on the line. You have a comment or question for us?
Yeah. Am I on the air?
Yes, sir. You are.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You know, as I talk with people and try to bring these different items to the surface, I get lost because I don't have the documentation and the information that you passed on this morning about the FBI murdering Finnegan. How do I research that so that I can be factual?
Go to Sovereign Minds Facebook, and I posted the video to start with. I would start there.
If you want a good foundation on the facts of the actual Lavoie Finicum shooting, go to Shasta Lantern and look for the 10 facts that prove Lavoie Finicum was murdered.
Okay.
And that is a complete breakdown, point by point, through the entire report, the things that occurred, and the lies
the
that
video.
Were exposed, the video. It's all there, and that's a very good starting point. There are 10 very clear, definitive facts that they were set up, they were intended to ambush, and they murdered that man.
Well, I believe it, and saw the different videos that were in fact. I have a friend of mine that we've been friends for 50 years, and we're both supposedly conservative, but I find him somewhat with a doubting liberal bent. And when I made the comment to him that Finnegan was murdered, he said, "That's a pretty strong accusation to say he was murdered." So I didn't at the moment have the information, the factual information that I was trying to pass on. So I'll do the research now. Thanks so much, you guys, for what you're doing. I cannot tell you, I can't thank you enough.
Okay,
well,
and
everything
in that article, 10 facts that point out Lavoie Finicum was murdered, everything is referenced back to the report from the Department of Justice, the Deschutes County Sheriff, actual emails that were obtained through Freedom of Information Act. Everything there is backed up and verified.
And testimony
okay, I can
from
get
people
that now.
That
you say if I go to the Shasta Lantern?
Yeah.
ShastaLantern.net, and then there's a search bar, type in, or actually you can probably get the article, just type into your search bar, 10 facts that point out Lavoie Finicum was murdered, and it should come up.
Okay.
We had almost 500,000 hits on that article, so
yeah,
it pops up.
I'll bet.
Google.
I'll bet. Well, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. We appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking.
Bye-bye.
You bet. I'm looking at this USA Today headline. Is Clinton held to a higher standard? I mean, you can't make this crap up. We are tearing these guys up in journalism, and we don't even. I didn't even go to college for journalism. Did you?
I'm just a knuckle dragging redneck parasite. Isn't that what they call us?
Well, yeah.
And just so you know, Clark, like Robert said, if you type in 10 points that LaVoy Finnegan was murdered, it comes right up. Boom. It's right there for you. So that should help you out a little bit, too.
So it's just unconscionable. But we need to get to our guest here. Gary's in the studio. Maybe we'll go to a break and get everybody set up here on the microphone somehow. And then we'll come back and we'll talk to Gary Catt. I think we're going to talk about unfunded liabilities. He's a candidate for city council. In my opinion, he's the only one that I would vote for on the city council at this point.
Probably the only one on the council that can spell unfunded liability.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Little AC/DC will help.
Good.
Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling,
on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
That's good stuff there. I love Johnny Cash. Folsom Prison Blues. There should be a few politicians.
They could have their own
singing
wing.
That at some point. What does it matter? Evidence, destruction.
Right is right and wrong is wrong.
Boy, isn't that a fact? That's really it, Gary. It really is. We've lost our moral compass on a nationwide scale. We've got to get... Why do you think it was a Christian nation that was so successful? Because we believed in morality. You didn't lie. You didn't steal. You didn't cheat. You didn't kill. You didn't fund yourself with and steal from the coffers so that you could become rich and at everybody else's expense. I mean, you actually might have thought in the back of your head that there could be a judgment for that, and someday you might actually have to explain to someone and be accountable to it.
Amen.
Yeah, I just hope when I get to the pearly gates, I'm not in line behind a Clinton. I'm going to be there a while.
I don't even think you have to worry.
I don't think they're going to be at the gates. They're already going to be.
They're not going to be there very long because there's a trap door that's going to be swinging open about the third sentence in. You know,
and there was lightning.
We have to remember this. You know that we all have our problems. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. And we really need to love Clinton. We need to love the other side, because that's what God commands us to do. And I know it's hard. I have a hard time with it at times. You know, it's hard sometimes being on the council and being that 4-1 and sometimes not even being able to talk. But I try in my heart to do what's right. Because, you know, what I'm doing and what I've done for the last 9 years is try to get the people of the city of Redding to realize what kind of a hole we're in, to stop digging, and then start reacting to what's going on. And that's basically what I'm doing.
Well, yeah. It's an admirable thing. I'm afraid that I'm not sure that I could take that stance. I mean, I understand you're supposed to turn your cheek, but at the same time, I've already turned it a couple of times, and I'm having a hard time. These people need to be prosecuted. I don't love them at all. I'm sorry. I can't say that I do. And I understand that I fall short. But, yeah, I get what you're saying, and you're right. But I don't know. It just is getting so out of hand. And, like if you look across the country and the world, it seems like this is a big problem worldwide. Now, we talk about the pensions and the unfunded liabilities and all that. I mean, this is a worldwide crisis. I'm looking at an article right here from ArmstrongEconomics.com. The pension crisis is global.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And it says the worldwide pension crisis is the next great notch in the belt of the collapse of socialism. If anyone in the private sector promised workers' pensions and did not fund them, they would go to jail and be labeled as a fraud. Yet in this is standard operating procedure for the government. Government claims to be some hero for reforming a Ponzi scheme and then expects it to be hailed from the media, whom typically they give a gold, gives them a gold star. Gee, kind of like our guys here. And it's true. You know, this all started, in my opinion, way back in the day when we switched from defined contributions plans to defined benefits, because you can't have defined benefits because it's not subject to market forces anymore. If you're going to have investments in your retirement, you can define how much you're putting in, but you can't always define your rate of return.
Well, Mark, and you also, you're exactly right. But let's take that and add to the equation that when you give a group of people, a union, or like with the city, we've got 8 bargaining units. You give them an increase in the percentage You give them a retirement increase. You go
right.
from 2% to 3%. Well, that's fine. If you do it, let's say, for instance, that January 1st of 16 or 17, we're going to give them a 1% raise. That's fine. You budget from that date forward.
Right.
But the mistake was made, and this is
oh,
it went retroactive back to the first.
We're at the top of the hour. Hold that thought, Gary. We'll be back after the top of the hour, folks, with Solver Minds. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The death of a young star has shaken Major League Baseball today. 24-year-old Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez died early this morning in a boating accident in the waters off Miami. Marlins manager Don Mattingly remembers Fernandez.
When you watch kids play Little League or something like that, that's the joy that Jose played with. And the passion he felt about playing, that's what I think about.
Authorities say two other people died with Fernandez when the boat they were riding in slammed into a jetty. Today's Marlins-Braves game has been canceled. Surrogates for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump trading verbal punches on the Sunday morning news programs with less than 48 hours to go before the first presidential debate. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook.
This is the time for the voters to pick a president. We're going to have a lot of people really tuning into this election for the first time. They're going to see these two candidates on stage. I think they are going to see that Donald Trump is unfit, unprepared, and over his head. I doubt he will have a command of the issues.
Kellyanne Conway manages the Trump campaign.
Hillary Clinton should have been in a much better position. She's not known for her abundance of self-awareness or being nimble or resilient.
Both appeared on ABC TV's This Week program. Residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are leaving low-lying areas of the city that are in danger of flooding. The National Weather Service predicts the Cedar River will reach a crest of 23.5 feet in Iowa's second-largest city by Tuesday morning. Illinois authorities say one man was killed, four others wounded in a pair of shootings early today in Champaign, including one that happened on the University of Illinois campus. Police believe the two shootings may be related. The first apparently stemmed from an argument shortly after midnight at an apartment party. The second shooting happened less than a half an hour later and just a few blocks away from the first. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Newly released police video of a black man's fatal shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina, is not settling questions about whether the man threatened police with a gun before he was felled by a black officer. Police say Keith Lamont Scott had a gun. Residents say that's not true. It's not apparent in the video if he's holding anything shortly before he was shot. Police have also released photos of which they, which they say is a loaded handgun found at the scene, saying it bore Scott's DNA and fingerprints. They say Scott also was in the possession of marijuana. Union nurses at Allina Health will return to the bargaining table for the first time since nearly 5,000 nurses at five Minneapolis area hospitals went on strike nearly 3 weeks ago. The Minnesota Nurses Association and Allina say federal mediators asked both sides to go back to the talks, and a session is scheduled for Tuesday. They walked off September 5th. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Utah's Great Salt Lake is in danger.
A drought and salt-loving bacteria are taking a toll on the massive lake. The severe dry spell has beached numerous boats as water levels fall to near historic lows. And the bacteria that thrives in these conditions is turning what water is left in the lake pink. While the lake's water levels have always fluctuated, they've been dropping steadily since 2011. A state environmental official says if this continues, the ecosystem as a whole would be under a pretty significant threat.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, September the 25th. It's a birthday for a number of notable people, including journalist Barbara Walters. She is 87 years old. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates turned 73 today. Actor Michael Douglas is 72. Actor Mark Hamill, 65 years old today, while Basketball Hall of Famer Bob McAdoo is 65. This is townhall.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Leah Tate, candidate for Reading City Council. Let's find out what Leah wants to change if elected or what she wants to have stay the same. Unfunded liabilities, crime in the streets, homelessness, and more. Also, update from what happened over the weekend. And let's get ready for the presidential debate Monday night. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in.
and odor and got yours inside. I
Sovereign Minds, community radio for the North State, home of the Free Fire Media. You can call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. We're here in the studio with Gary Cadd, who's running for city council again. He's already currently on the council. And we've been talking about unfunded liabilities and this sales tax and you know, basically, where do we leave off? Do we want to continue that? I mean, and we got to talking in the studio here. I don't even remember what we're talking about.
I don't know. We went so many different ways.
We were about to dive into
the sales tax.
Okay, so let's talk about the fraud and the sales tax, because the real deal is it is a fraud. The idea that you're going to raise the sales tax to cover the unfunded liabilities or cover the budget is complete BS. And you know, and these two measures that go with it are complete BS as well. So go ahead, Gary. Tell us about it.
Let's just look at this. You know, I wrote the opposition to the sales tax, and I think there was two others, the mayor and vice mayor, wrote the those in favor, and then we wrote the rebuttals. But then the city attorney also, by law, had to write an impartial analysis of Measure D. And this is just a couple of quotes from his whole document he put together. The revenue would be placed in the city's general fund. The city would not be bound to use the tax monies for any special purpose or for any particular service, project, facilities, or program. Then the impartial analysis on Measure E, while the opinion expressed through the vote on this advisory measure is of interest to the city council, the vote is not in any manner legally controlling on the city council's use of the sales tax proceeds. Now, they're saying that they're going to do an audit. Now, I've told them that there's not going to be an audit. Let me correct that. They can have an audit whenever they want to have an audit, but there is no controlling verbiage in Measure E to have an audit.
So what's the point?
Well, the point being is they can do away with it. They did away with the Reading Electric Utilities
Commission. So this is just a feel-good, right? I mean, in other words, we'll put up a couple measures so that, you know, it makes it sound like you can trust your city council.
That will do the right thing.
If you want trust, don't you put it in a document so that it's codified, so that it's there and go off 10 years into the future? Or do you just say afterwards, well, we didn't put it in? Because I did several times ask them to put an audit verbiage into Measure E before they voted on it, and they put it on the ballot. Now, yes, I did vote in favor of it, because I'm not going to vote no. I'll allow the people to vote. But the thing with it was is they chose not to put audit verbiage in Measure E. Now, they're going to say, well, anybody, but that'd be foolish. Well, it's foolish to get rid of the Reading Electric Utility Commission and turn around a few months later and come up with a $29 a month increase in the rates. So, I mean, foolishness is far beyond what we're talking about here.
So anybody that says that those funds have to go to law enforcement and safety is either grossly misinformed or lying through their teeth.
100% correct. The money can go wherever they want it to go. It's just like, you know, let me go through real quickly here. The Reading Police, and I don't mean to pick on the police department at all, but staff is the one that set the police department's budget. So I want to read real quickly from 2008. The net personnel cost, this isn't guns, cars, and bullets, this is the personnel cost in 2008 was $21 million. Then we'll move forward to 2015, and the net personnel cost were $22 million. It went up $1 million. But you go back to 2008, and they had 173 positions, and in 2015, they've got 131 positions. There's millions of dollars that are sitting there being used, and that money is going to pay unfunded pensions, just like the money from the sales tax. Now, if you go out and you want to hire new employees to the Reading Police Department, you need to be careful whom you're hiring and where they're coming from. If they're already in CalPERS, they'll be called CalPERS Classic, and if they're CalPERS Classic, they will be paying their unfunded portion of their pension with them when they come to Reading. So you either have to hire people
that will come under the PEPRA, or the new law since 2013, which changes the percentage. So if you hire someone, they really need to be not in, need to come to us not having been in CalPERS retirement before.
So you can structure the retirements that actually might make some fiscal sense.
Well, yeah.
You know, when they come through. So I say go back to the defined contributions.
Well,
again,
yeah, yeah, but we can't because that's the state. So we don't have any. The city of Reading has no way of doing that. The state has to take care of that. So let's just talk about the city. But if you talk about the city and you say, well, Gary, you if somebody applies for the job and then they're qualified, you can't. What we need to do is we need to start advertising for new cops, new out of the academy, someone new, someone L.A. and I think it's San Jose have their own retirements. They're not in CalPERS. Those folks could laterally move in. But we need to be careful of who we're hiring, or we're just going to add on to the problem.
Whose responsibility is the hiring and firing of police officers? It'd be the chief, I would imagine.
Well, I imagine the chief, but I imagine upper staff is the one that sets what you know how they're going to go about it.
So it seems to me pretty much most of this rests on the staff there that's been there for a long time, that's entrenched, and aren't they the ones that caused the problem in the first place?
Well, the staff is the one that they give raises. You start out in the first couple of meetings on a new council, and you start at the bottom, and you start working your way up through all the bargaining units. Well, then the staff at the top winds up getting their raise because these people are too close to us down below us. We've got to get a raise. And it's ridiculous, and I've been mentioning it for the almost 4 years I've been on the council now because we've gone through it twice now, and we need to start watching where it's going. See, Clark, guys, Mark, listen for a second. Our employees could get mad at Gary Cadd because he's talking about unfunded pensions, but there's a real possibility that something could happen and they may not get what they're promised. I want to see them get what they're promised, but we need to start dealing with it. We should have 4 years ago, we should have 8 years ago, but we need to deal with it.
Under the current model, there's absolutely no way that they can get what they see is coming to them. There's not enough money in the city of Reading budget in its entirety to cover our exposure for unfunded liabilities.
Well, it's just like with the sales tax. If you take every penny of this sales tax, and you put it to nothing other, no public safety, you put it to nothing other than to paying unfunded pensions, you're going to need two more just like it to pay the thing off in 20 years.
Well, and that's assuming that they even get the market rate that they're talking about getting as far as
well,
the rate of return.
And they're talking that they have to get back, CalPERS needs to get back 7.5% a year to pay their ongoing annuities, pay their payments to the people that retired right now, 7.5%. In 14, they got 2.4%.
In 15,
they got 0.6.
Right.
So then you take the two of those and add them together over a two-year period, that's 3%. And then 7.5 times two is 15.
But they keep getting farther and farther behind because they're not.
Well, and wait a minute, Mark. The 15, so that means we have to pay off. We get lucky enough, we get to pick that 12% that they don't have, pick it up. It'll start, the 2014 will start next year, and it'll be phased in over 3 or 4 years. And then the 0.6 will start the following year and phased it. And this is on top of the figures that I could read here in a while about what the actual unfunded pensions are. So you got two issues here that are piling on top of each other.
There's a third bigger issue, and the fact is they're lying about how much money they made. They admitted it a month ago that they've been defrauding investors and that their actual formulation of what they saw in interest is a flat lie. They made it up.
Well, that's true. I think the CFO, I think it is, of CalPERS, there's a video out that he actually makes that statement. It's not something just pulling out of the air.
Yeah.
I mean, one of CalPERS officials made that statement. It's on YouTube.
Well, and people can go to find out more information at your website, GaryCadd.com, and you have a lot of information on
that. Oh, yeah.
Right?
There's, if you go there, we have articles there. There's three different videos. I know some of the other candidates have better production than I do, but there's three videos there that basically what I do is I go through and I talk about REU, I talk about the pension, and I talk about the sales tax. And I give you some real, honest-to-goodness figures and where people can make up their mind as to what's going on with these issues.
So going back to the pensions, I have a question. So if they're falling so short, on what they promised,
mm-hmm.
who makes up the difference?
We do.
Or can,
we do.
Well, if there's nothing there to make it up, well, what do you do from there?
There was two
What's
huge
the
decisions.
Solution?
There was two huge decisions that came out of the Stockton CalPERS bankruptcy court, and that was, number one, CalPERS can absolutely be cracked open. The pension funds can be cracked open to pay city creditors, okay? If that happens, the employees themselves go to the back of the line as unsecured creditors, and every city creditor gets paid before they do, and the employees are facing 2 to 3 cents on the dollar for their retirement. The second massive decision that was seismic was a municipality can now declare bankruptcy specifically to escape their unfunded pensions.
Yeah, and I guess this just didn't get reported in the local press.
And this is an important, and it's right in our own backyard with a lot of the people in the community.
Well, one of the
and
things
they're not
that you,
concerned about it, Gary?
One of the things that you have to look at, too, is the valuation of assets has been shrinking. So when they say we made 6.25%, they didn't make 6.25% on their initial starting figure. It's like you have $100 and you got to make $7.25 to stay funded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that $100 is $50, and they only made 6.25% of that $50.
Right.
So it's actually twice as worse as people
what
think it
yeah.
is.
Well, there's an old saying, and it really comes down to this in finances. If you can't pay the debt, you won't. And that's really what we're talking about here is living beyond our means. It's at every level of government, whether it's federal, state, or local, county, is that we've been living beyond our means. And, you know, I want these people to have – I don't begrudge anybody making a living and doing well and becoming wealthy over time if that's what it takes. But you can't do it at the expense of the community, and that's where we're headed.
Especially the safety of the community. Let me just mention something here. In my hand right now, I have the CalPERS latest actuary report to the city of Reading. It's dated August of 2016, and it the report comes up through June 30th of 15. And now the projection for 17-18, see, this report comes to the city, and it's telling the city what the actuarial CalPERS actuarial amount will be for the fiscal year 17-18. And under miscellaneous, which is everybody but public safety, the unfunded payment The employee payment for unfunded liabilities for next year will be $7.2 million. And for public safety, it'll be $5.7 million. And then you can add another $5 million for the PARS retirement plan. So we're looking at close to $18.2 million next year. This year it was roughly $2 million less than that, so it was $16 million.
Well, and if we look at the model of
that's just unfunded pension.
No, I get it. And if we look at the model of other cities like Detroit and Chicago, what they've done is they've started to, you know, what they do is they're putting this back on the backs of the ratepayers of the utilities. And that's, I think, what's where the trend is going, is that, oh, yeah, we will just disguise it, the funding of this, by charging you more for your water, your garbage, your sewer, and all of this. And then you don't even have a committee to even control that because they got rid of it.
Mark, you're right on the money. My Reading Electric Utility, back in 08, I fought, finally got on the council in 12, and we started the Reading Electric Utility. We had 7 really great individuals on that utility. They studied for 18 months. When the latest council was seated in 14, boom, within 60 days, that commission was gone. Reading Electric Utility Commission was gone. Within few short months, Reading Electric Utility came forward, oh, we're going to have a rate increase. The rate increase, what it was going to be, folks, is on your bill you find the network access. It was $13. Just recently it did go to $15. But what they were asking for was a $29 a month increase from $13 to $42 a month. And then when it was put off, they didn't vote on it. We worked around and it didn't get voted on. But it will come back in February of 17 at the priority setting session, which I hope I'm still on the council to be able to put my voice in. But the thing that was said was the utility director made the comment after we tabled it was, well, we really didn't need to do it now anyway, and it's because of solar. Well, I don't think it's because of solar, and I know what it's because of. $29 increases to pay REU's unfunded pensions.
Well, I think what's happening is these guys' heads are in the clouds on the issue because right now what they're doing is they're wringing the goose that laid the golden egg's neck and denying it. And that's the problem, because at some point in time, I mean, this whole, you know, narrative that we're recovering is an absolute,
it's not true.
It's an absolute sham. Yeah. I mean, look around you. I mean, it's getting worse. Anybody with common sense that looks around with any kind of an honesty is that this is getting worse and worse and worse.
You can go to another step. Last Tuesday night, the city council meeting, the mayor wanted to talk about
the
general fund reserve, Missy MacArthur.
Okay.
They wanted to talk about the general fund reserve, which I have been yelling about, because 18 months ago my comment was to do nothing now is simply not an option. And I've been saying that all the way forward.
I know,
of course,
you've been doing this for a long
time.
We've talked about this, Gary, for what, 5-6 years now?
Yeah. We've done nothing about it. Nothing concrete is really at this point. We have a sales tax going to be on the ballot, but we've really done that, because that sales tax won't be start being collected until April the 1st.
And it's abandoned.
But anyway, the general fund reserve, I've been making, we have roughly $3 million in there that's above what the 5% that we usually set aside, we always set aside for the reserve. So this is the surplus in the reserve, if you will. Now, we can't do that. We can't hire anybody on that money at all. So the other night, they come up and they say, well, this is what's going to happen. There's $7 million in there now, and we're going to run it down to $4 million for the next, over the next, I think it's 10 years. So then I asked the obvious question, Mr. Starman, where is this money allocated to? Oh, it's going to go to pay unfunded pensions. So we're using the very money. People say, oh, we can't use that for a rainy day. I mean, it's raining bad guys out there.
And you know what's going to happen, too? Starman is going to retire pretty soon. He's going to walk away from this thinking that, and he's going to retire rich, along with, just like, who was the attorney who
took
his... Duvernay. I mean, he retired at 55.
Mm-hmm.
He's rich.
He's got money in the bank.
He's got a pension that's $125,000 a year.
Well, it's more than that.
Whatever. I mean, I'm being conservative. Yeah. Plus benefits, health, all of that. Cool. And in the meantime, what's the average salary in Reading for a person who's working full time? Does anybody know?
You know, I'd probably 35, maybe 40.
They say that the median income for people in Shasta County is $65,000 a year. Now, I think if you remove government payments, salaries, and things like that from it, the number that you would come to would be a lot closer to between $18,000 and $22,000 a year.
Non-government employee.
Yeah.
And, so the equation is so far out of whack. And, you know, they put the comments toward the end of the session. So does anybody even show up anymore to make comments?
No, they don't. And look at this, too. When they read the Brown Act and they read it through and they say that we can do nothing about these issues at this meeting, period. When you read the paragraph in the Brown Act, you actually look at it. There's no period there. There's a comma. And it goes on to say that you can that council can ask questions of the speaker, can direct staff to talk with the speaker, to follow up with the speaker, or can actually agendize something into the future. But the way the council does it, if there's a period there, thank you very much, next person. It's just slam dunk and run through. The people of the city of Reading don't go before the city council because the city council doesn't listen.
Right. Well, that's why I have to say it. I hate to sound like the gloom and doom report, but the real deal is, and the people that are getting these pensions and these high salaries that work for the government are culpable because they're not jumping in and complaining about this, as far as I can tell.
Well, now, let's hold off here a second now. The Reading Police Department, you know, I've pounded on them here, and it's really not the rank-and-file police department's fault. It's actually staff is why they have that bloated budget they've got. But having said that, the sworn police officers have come forward, and they're paying 3% of the city's portion. We're going to have to get quite a bit more, but they have started paying 3% of the city's portion of the CalPERS payment.
So they're waking up? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the managers Well, we've been asking them to, and the managers are paying 1.5%. Now, let me qualify that, too. We did give them a 3% and a 1.5% raise in salary to make up for what they were doing.
So they didn't take any cut at all then, really?
Well, in essence, no, but at least they are. It has started.
Well, that's why I think, personally, the whole thing's going to unwind in a bankruptcy proceeding. That's the only thing these guys are going to understand at the top levels, the middle ranks, whatever, because they can ignore this, and it just doesn't hurt them at all. In the meantime, the rest of us are going in the toilet because we can't afford this crap. And then you can't even go down and complain to City Hall about it because they don't care what you hear. So until there's a bankruptcy proceeding and they all get put to the back of the line, and I got to say, I think they deserve some of it. I think they deserve some of this because, I mean, I have nothing against police, nothing against fire. I think a lot of these guys do a lot of good service. I think they're admirable people trying to do the right thing. But you can't completely throw your morality out the door and say that we as government agents deserve three times more than anybody else does, and we deserve it because we can get it because the unions are good bargaining tools. That's BS.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Robert.
Well, I was just going to say, for me, it's hard to even get my head around it. I can't imagine spending 20, 30 years in service to my community, and then at the end of it, in my golden years, finding out I'm broke because the city that I have worked and devoted my life to ripped me off.
Well, and I get that too. I get that there's a lot of good people here that are going to get hurt, but I can't see any way to correct the ship under the current course we're on. I really
can't. Well, there needs to be a culture change within the Redding City staff from the pension problem, from the planning and permitting problem, which we hope we can get into in the next half hour, but starts talking about some of that. But there needs to be some changes in what goes on
in
City Hall.
Well, the people need to get the truth.
Yeah,
on all sides. Yeah, they're being lied to, and they some of them, in all fairness, may not know because they're not giving the proper information.
I mean, I get it.
In regards,
I get it.
To what's
but that's
going on.
That's why I keep coming back to the fact that I don't think it's going to change until somebody comes in and gets them. I mean, when you start getting your slapped around and you start really seeing it affect you, then all of a sudden it's going to matter.
You know what's surprising is some of the folks in the business community in Reading, some of the movers and business community have been talking to me, and they see what's going on. They're starting to see what's happening.
That's what it's
going to
take. Yeah.
I hope
that this gets solved. I really do. But, I mean, when we look around the country and we see what's happening in San Bernardino and Stockton, Vallejo, Detroit, Chicago, and we see this thing on this world global pension crisis, and this is because of the socialistic attitude of our people and our government, that the government's going to take care of us, I just don't see this coming to a good end until there has to be the reset, just like the global financial problem.
There's another thing that needs to happen. We've got Sacramento doing things one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when the one size fits all, who comes out in the short end of the stick? Northern California. Us in Redding and Shasta County.
Everybody.
Well, the thing with it is, I truthfully think we need to start bringing a suit against the state of California for 109, for 47, and some of this other stuff that's going on. And one thing, I'll tell you, if we started a suit against, you would find cities all up and down the state jumping on board as friends to that.
Well, maybe that's something to consider. I mean, either that or we need a new state.
Well,
we do need that. Yeah. That's for sure.
Well we probably need to go to a break.
Let's the see. Most telling numbers, and I think it really kind of sums everything up, and we ran these numbers. These are our numbers, and we did not use CalPERS numbers to come up with this. We used the Stanford Report, which was an independent audit, and within a few short years, the city of Redding's unfunded liability exposure is going to be 386% of payroll.
Wow.
That's bye-bye time.
It's astronomical.
You're done at that point. You're totally done at that point.
Well beyond the event horizon.
It's just like I've been mentioning here, just mentioned a minute ago, that the sales tax, if it were to pass, to pay the unfunded pensions off within the next 20 years, and that's where they're at now, and they're going to accelerate higher than where they're at right now. But if they were to pay off what's there right now, we would need two more. This one and two more. $300 million to pay this off.
And that's if CalPERS meets their targets.
Well, not only that, that's assuming that we don't have a collapse of the economy, which is coming by all indicators, just like the Big Short, and the present rate of income from the sales tax is the same. Mm-hmm. You know, not assuming that doesn't slide
there's
either.
That's another point. We come back from the break. Ask me about sales tax.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go to a break, and then we have a caller on the line. If you would hold the line, Peter, and we'll pick you up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
3, 2, 1, blast off. Explore the creative process of flight at Turtle Bay this season with Take Flight. Starting September 24th, learn, build, and create your own flying machine in this interactive exhibition that's full of activities for all ages. Take Flight is presented by Cornerstone Community Bank and created by ScienceWorks Museum of Ashland, Oregon. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotic Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Sure, what do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Up there, heck yeah, back in the day, man, riding a motorcycle or something,
speeding down the highway sounds good.
Okay, we have a caller.
We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Peter from Reading.
Good morning, you guys. Good show.
Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks.
I'd like to, you know, a bloody immigrant's got to point out to you that what happened in 1776, well, actually, it started in 1771. And we're not far from Lexington and Concord. You remember rightly, the Revolutionary War was over taxes and guns. And what are we all talking about? And but listen, Gary, you know I love you dearly, mate. Jump in a foxhole any time beside you. But this turning the other cheek, mate, not for me. I'm on Mark's side on this, mate. I hit them back twice as hard and twice as long, if I can. But listen, the important thing that I want to ask you, Gary, is when these negotiations take place for pension employees and union wages. Is there anyone on the side of the public that goes in and represent the private sector?
No, 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 there isn't. They have.
You know,
I've tried.
Wonder bloody over there in Shasta County, Larry Lees. He's a nice guy, but he couldn't give a rat's ass about the taxpayer. All he cares about is his own nest and the homeless people and the public servants that keep him there.
Well, let me go forward here.
I just can't understand how any city or county can go in. And one guy negotiates.
Pete, hang on, Ken Starr, and
the city council.
Pete, hang on now. Just listen. The city council, we have a bargaining team that the council has appointed. And the bargaining team is a gentleman from the Bay Area that comes up, and he's a negotiator. Then we have the HR department.
What is Pete, a private sector guy or some quasi-government guy or what?
Pete, now just settle down. The fellow is from the Bay Area.
If I settle down, I'd still be in Australia. Come on.
He's a consultant that the city's hired, and he comes up, and he's more or less the head of the negotiating team. Then we have the HR, the director of the HR department is on that team. And then we have Assistant City Manager Greg Clark is on that team. And then we have a couple other individuals from the HR department that sit in on those meetings. Now listen to me. Please be quiet and listen. The team that they have, there's been twice, several times that Mr. Jones and I had tried to put at least one member of the sitting Reading City Council on that negotiating team. And the other members of the council have always said no, they will not. Now, the fellow from the Bay Area that comes up, the consultant, he's hired by the city. So I think you can tell where he's going to be, the direction he's going to be going.
So you're saying exactly what I'm saying. They're all quasi-government people. There is no one from the private sector that has the skin in the game, to stand up for the people that are paying the bills.
No, you're exactly right. That's what I was just trying to explain to you. But it's not the fact that Patrick Jones and I haven't tried over the years.
It's not you guys. I mean, you and Patrick Jones are the only two decent guys that have been there for a long time. But I just cannot believe that in today in America, I don't pick any city you like, a big city or a small city, where the government people negotiate on behalf of the private sector for wage increases, and the people footing the bill have no say in it.
Well, Pete, also listen to this too. The individuals that I enumerated here that work for the city are in upper management. They wind up getting raises when there's compaction, when the people below them come up, get raises. Then all of a sudden, the folks above them say, "Well, wait a minute, we're the bosses here. We got to go higher yet." It's just an ongoing chasing.
So how do you cure this problem? What's the solution to it?
The solution to the problem is to be able to count to three, to have three city council members that have the intestinal fortitude to stand up for what's right for the people of the city of Reading. That's it in a nutshell.
What about the same commission people that were, say, with the REU guys? And I know a couple of those guys, good people. That's my solution.
We could do that too, but it still takes three votes to set something up. That's the reason why that they wound up getting rid of the very commission you're talking about, and then try to turn around and raise the network rate $29 a month on $43,700.
Well, that's part of it, isn't it, Gary? We, the citizens of Reading, really need to recognize that we're culpable too because of who we've elected.
Sure.
Yes.
Why
is there not recalls? Are they so out of the question? Are the people so apathetic that they won't get involved to do anything? Is that
well, Mark? The answer to that right there is just exactly what you said. It takes backbone to stand up to say, "Hey, we've got some problems." It takes backbone to say, "Hey, that cad, we don't want him. Let's get him out of there." If that's what it takes, let's do it. But it takes people. It doesn't take just one individual. It takes people to stand up and be accountable in the city of Reading.
Well, I guess until the gravy, I still say until the gravy train's over. You know, but it's getting, I don't know how much more gravy there is out there.
I'll extend this offer out of the goodness of my heart and as a civic-minded citizen. I will negotiate on behalf of the city for free. I would like to extend that offer.
Let's stop here. We're getting amped up here. The people that work for the city of Reading, over and above all of them, are great people. There are some problems, and the culture is up at the top. And that culture needs to change. And until the city council has the backbone to change that culture, then it's going to continue the way it is. Now, my comments are not directed at the folks that work at REU, that work in the utilities, or work in the building, all the administrative assistants here. I love those folks. There are some fantastic people who work at the city of Reading. The problem is at the top.
Well, let's. Hey, thanks for calling in, Pete. We got to move on. We appreciate it.
And ultimately, we're responsible.
All right, thanks, Pete.
We're getting the city council that has the backbone that needs to be doing what's done.
Because we want
to, it's us.
We want to talk about the sales tax, and we do have another caller. So we got about 10 minutes left. So I'm not sure who's on the line, but Nick. We got Nick on the line.
Good morning, Nick.
Let's address this sales tax
thing. Good morning. Hey, I've been telling everybody about this, that the 2015 CalPERS Transparent California came out. We have four people drawing over $1 million a year for their retirement from CalPERS. And if you want to know where that money comes from, go look in the mirror. That's providing you're a tax producer. But something else I just found out. I went over here to Pulse Walk-In Clinic and had a conversation with the doctor, and he told me that doctors won't come to Reading anymore. Their wives won't let them because of the crime and the homelessness. He said that we have lost 48 doctors in the last 48 months. And you know what this boils down to? Us not having a jail. If we had a jail, our cops wouldn't be wasting their time on the same criminals time after time after time. We'd be locking them up and getting them off the streets. We need to make this an unfriendly atmosphere for people that don't want to fit in and be normal contributing members to society. No, I'm not talking about government workers. I'm talking about people that break the laws.
I don't think it's just a jail problem. Problem is there's so many handouts in Reading. We have like 28 different agencies that will give them whatever they need to stay on the streets.
But the thing is, if we could enforce our laws with teeth, we could get rid of these people that are just hanging around committing crimes, the 109ers,
Nick,
what have you.
Nick.
And that would alleviate a lot of that. It's my understanding, I think Chief Paletti said there's 50-something.
Well, there might be that many, but there's
Nick,
a,
do you,
a lot.
Nick, do you know what a termagant is?
A termagant? Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Okay. Now, do you notice that during this time of year that our homeless population explodes? And it's the transient marijuana workers that come through Reading to pick up the free sleeping bags, the free tents, the free food before they head over to the coastal and northern regions to harvest the marijuana.
I understood when they come back they were going to get a free house from Christian Schrader.
Well, let's get a small house. Thank you, Nick, for the call. I really super appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks for calling in.
One thing that I want to bring up real quick here. Starting last January, when we had our financial reports that were brought before the council, we were down the sales tax over previous year. It was down like $1.2 million. Well, to run that forward to the end of the fiscal year, which was June 30th, we were down $1.8 million. But the actual reporting is that we were only down $600,000. And it's truthful. What happened was the state stole $1.2 million from us back 4 years ago, and then they kept flipping it each year when they were supposed to pay it back, so it was called the triple flip. Well, the triple flip money came in the end of June, 1st of July. So the books show that we were $600,000 down in sales tax.
It's deceptive. It really is. It's deceptive.
But we're down $1.8 million.
That's what
I'm saying.
That's
the number we need to. That's the number we need to be looking at when it comes down to what's going on. Now, one thing I'd like to bring up, Mark, if I can, go for here for a second.
Go for it.
You know, we had the blueprint. We spent $105,000 and 18 months on the blueprint, which got what done? Absolutely nothing. So then they didn't follow the blueprint. They came up with the implementation team action plan. And the action plan is to give the Redding Police Department, this is going to be over 10 years now, the Redding Police Department will get $50 million. The Redding Fire Department will get $20 million. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office will get $30 million. And Shasta County Mental Health will get $10 million. Now, that's $5 million a year, $2 million, $3 million, $1 million. But you take it over 10 years, we're talking real money here. And we're talking about with the unfunded pensions. Now, folks, what you need to do is you need to be able to digest some of this. And what I would ask you to do is to go to GaryCad.com. Just go GaryCad.com, CAD with two Ds, and look at my website. And there's several issues there. You can see the Reason Foundation, when they were here a few weeks ago, they brought up an actuarial report that I asked them to put together. So many people didn't want to take my figures over the years because it's Gary Cad and he's not an actuarial. So I went out and had the Reason Foundation. They're an actuarial organization all across the country. And they came forward. You can look at the 2-hour video, which is well worth listening to, or you could look at the two PowerPoints that they presented while they were here. It's right on my website. Then there's several other articles on CalPERS, plus there's three videos there that I've made there. I think one is 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and 13 minutes. They're not all that long, but they talk about the pension. They talk about the sales tax, and they talk about REU. And I would just ask that you would go to those sites and see just what's going on with the city of Redding.
Well, I'm looking at your website, too, and let's kind of shift gears. We've only got about 5 minutes left. You've got a thing here on the planning and the permitting department. Did you want to talk about that at all?
Yes, I do. Let me run a couple of quick scenarios through you. There's a young lady here in town, professional, a single mom, that has her own home. And she has an uncle that is getting elderly, so she decided to build a 1,000-square-foot living area on the back part of her lot. So they had the plans drawn up, and they took him into the city just for initial go talk to the city about it. And she was told that the planning and permitting, the impact fees, would be between $20,000 and $25,000 for a 1,000-square-foot home. Of course, she said, well, guess we won't do that. Then there's another situation, and these situations are all over town, but I'm just naming these two. The second situation was there was a very viable business here in town. One night, late at night, caught on fire and building burned. So the owners went in, and boy, they leveled that building off, got it out of there. They got the plans taken, they took them into the city, and they said, we want to build, and we want to rebuild, and we want to get going as soon as possible. So we'd like to rebuild a 10,000-square-foot building. City says, well, I'm sorry, it can't be a 10,000-square-foot building. You don't have enough parking on this design. It'll have to be 4,900 square feet. The owner turned around and said, well, wait a minute. This isn't a retail. It's a wholesale business. There won't be parking here. That's okay. The city said, no, you're going to have the parking. So they turned around, got all the plans, took 8 months to go through all the plans. No shovel in the ground, nothing. 8 months. So in the last day they went in, they thought they were going in to get their certificate so they could start building. And the city said, well, there is one problem. You have these big roll-up doors, so 18-wheel trucks can pull through the building. And the footings aren't strong enough because they're not hurricane-proof. And the fellow looked at the city and said, you got to be kidding. He said, no, we're not. So the gentleman says, we'll get a hold of the manufacturer, we'll have them put the footings on the designs. So they did. A few days later, they went back to the city, and the city looked at the footings and says, we don't know exactly what these footings should look like, but this isn't it. We're not going to okay these. So the owner of the business that burned down told the city to go take a fly and flip. And then they went someplace else, and as it worked out, it was fantastic because the final was they moved into somebody that was quite friendly to their business, and they've got a beautiful business, and it's just growing like mad.
My question would be what associate of who wanted that lot?
Well, that's probably part of it, too. But we, you know,
but
having,
those
having
permits
said,
and those fees go across the board for building houses, businesses. I mean, it's everything here in the city.
Let me say this. We have two new people in the planning and permitting and in the development part of the city. Larry Vapel is the director of development, and Paul Hellman is planning and permitting. These two gentlemen are true gentlemen. I mean, I the city did well hiring these two fellas. But the culture, it's the culture in City Hall and upper management is where these problems are coming from, and they need to be solved. Because if you don't solve them, you're never going to get anybody to go out and build on Stillwater Business Park, because they'll come to town and find out, man, you got to fight the city tooth and nail to be able to build anything around here. We're out of here. That's where the problem is in the city.
Well, like I say, they're ringing the gooses.
You don't have to fight tooth and nail with the city, depending on who you are, because we've had things brought up to us about several businesses that are getting ready to build things and just flew through the permit process because of whose buddy they are.
I believe that.
That's wrong.
Well, again,
it needs to be solved. Everybody needs to be treated equally. That's just all there is to it.
We're just about out of time.
We should
go on for a while.
Tripping over ourselves to get businesses in here.
And be friendly about it.
And is it true we're losing Bob's Flour Mill also?
I have not heard that.
No, I think they're moving out near Port Road.
Yeah, they got a huge building out there by airport.
They're having problems getting that building finalized.
Well, like I say, we're down to about 30 seconds, I think, here. But, I guess we'll have to wait till next week to address some more of this stuff. You know, thanks for coming on, Gary. We appreciate you coming in. You know, we're going to vote for you.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Very good.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I guess I got to say it. Remember, you're born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic, and government is not reason, it is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty above security, and truth over lies.
This has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Major League Baseball has released a statement saying that it was stunned and devastated by news of the death of ace right-hander Jose Fernandez. Miami Marlins manager Don Mattingly says that Fernandez was a special young man.
Jose, I just when I think about Jose, it's going to be thinking of that little kid. I see such a little boy in him.
The 24-year-old pitcher was killed in a boat crash early Sunday off Miami Beach. Two other people also died. Police and riot gear are ringing Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium as demonstrators continue their protest against a man's shooting death by police. About 100 protesters outside the stadium dropped to one knee as the national anthem was played before the NFL game inside. We just learned from the Department of Homeland Security that over 800 immigrants were accidentally given citizenship because of an outdated fingerprinting system. President